Santa Maria now presents Meet the Author with Ken Huck, a program designed to take a look at Catholic literature and chat with authors from around the world. Now, here's Ken Huck.
Thank you for joining me this afternoon on Meet the Author. We again have two guests joining us today. Stay with us for the second half hour when Al Smith talks about two Archbishop Fulton Sheen books that are now combined and available in a single volume titled The Greatest Commandment, a Fulton Sheen anthology of love. And Al is a longtime presenter on Radio Maria Canada, so that it'll be fun to talk to him. I know a lot of our listeners are great, great fans of Archbishop Fulton Sheen and hopes soon to be Saint Fulton Sheen. And we're going to be talking about a new book titled The Greatest Commandment. And this is a timely reprint from the Sophia Institute Press of Archbishop Sheen's two seminal books, one, Love One Another, and the other one is God Love You. And this anthology of his best-selling reflections also contains quotes and prayers that he compiled to foster ecumenism and society unity. And it draws on sacred scripture and the writings of the saints, philosophy. And it was put together by Al Smith. Al is the editor of four best-selling Fulton Sheen anthology books, all available from the Sophia Institute Press. One is The Cries of the Jesus from the Cross, Lord Teach Us to Pray, Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacraments. He's a husband, father, grandfather, and a business owner. And he's actually served the church for 15 years as a Catholic evangelist and retreat director. And he's been a decade-long host of Radio Maria Canada. He is the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada and has served on the board of directors of the Archbishop Foundation in Peoria, in Illinois, which is promoting the cause of Fulton Sheen's canonization process, and we'll have to ask him about that. He is the creator of the website Bishop Sheen Today, which features the life and works of the venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And with that, Al, welcome to Meet the Author.
Ken, it is great to be on Radio Maria USA, and
yes,
you know,
is.
I'm so used to doing the call letters for Radio Maria Canada, but again, I have to play my part today, and know we're international, but great to be here on the network. So,
yeah,
thanks for having me.
How many is there more than one station in Canada for Radio Maria Canada?
Really, it's just the one. Radio Maria Canada, people know of us as emanating from Toronto, Canada, and Montreal, Canada. But again, I think a lot of our work is digital. And so people seem to listen to us at their home, at the office. Of course, they're listening to us live. And so, and of course, with the on-demand feature, many people listen to the podcast later
right.
on when they're convenient. So anyway, it's all good. But we're proclaiming the Word of God.
Merge the two, you know, and we tell people Radio Maria is the largest network of radio stations in the world, and it's in something like 60 or 70 countries and 1,500 stations. And so it's really great to talk to someone who has been associated with Radio Maria in a different country for roughly a decade, which is about the same length of time I've been hosting this program. I think we're coming up on finishing my 11th year here. So you and I started about the same time. Fulton Sheen, I know that many of our, or most of our great Radio Maria listeners, they have some knowledge of Fulton Sheen, especially people of my age and older who, you know, grew up maybe listening to his TV program, or even before that, the radio program. But just give us the big picture of his life, you know, when he was born, where he's from, and why people, you know, may know him. What's he famous for?
Right, okay. Again, Fulton Sheen was born in 1895 in a small farming village of El Paso, Illinois. His dad, of course, moved the family to Peoria so that the children would get a good education. And, of course, Fulton Sheen excelled in his academic endeavors and was, again, a top-class student, but had a great love for the priesthood even at an early age. And so, of course, entered the priesthood and again was a brilliant academic and always graduating at the top of his class. He was ordained in 1919, and his bishop sent him to Europe for some further studies. And so, of course, there he received a degree from, again, Louvain University in Belgium, a super doctorate. He was the first American to do so, and came back to America to teach at the Catholic University of America for, again, over 20 years. And then was ordained a bishop in 1950, and then, of course, served those years on television, which many of us know. And before that, he was on the host of the Catholic Hour, which was a radio program where every week Fulton Sheen had about 5 million listeners tuning in to his catechesis. So, and of course, again, he served as the director of the Pontifical Mission Society, which was an arm of the church that raised money for the poor and shared the faith. And so we all know him, I think, through his television, his books. And again, I think if you remember his radio years, you're really old. But generally,
well,
again, most
that
people...
Old.
That's right.
But I've seen excerpts from the TV program. You know, he was extremely popular, both among Catholics and non-Catholics alike, when he was on television. I think this is a trivia question, but his real name his first name isn't Fulton, is it? Isn't that like,
no,
wasn't
it's not.
That like his mother's maiden name or something to that effect?
Right. His baptismal name is Peter John Sheen. So again, if you ask him what his real name is, it's Peter John Sheen. And he was given the nickname Fulton because his grandparents, you know, took him a great deal in those early years, and they'd always say that's Fulton's kid. But again, he enjoyed the name, and it took, and so he carried that with him his whole life. And you know, Fulton Sheen, I say this to people, that his name, when it's translated from the Gaelic, Fulton means war, and Sheen means peace. And so he was raging war and promoting peace his whole life. So well named.
When and how did you become interested in Fulton Sheen? I assume you didn't grow up watching his TV program.
No, I didn't find my first Fulton Sheen book until I was 48 years old, and we were dropping our daughter off to a little small Catholic college called Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College up in Barry's Bay, Ontario, and there my wife was given a few free books, and one of those free books was Fulton Sheen's book, Peace of Soul, and she started to read that book to me, and the very first line was simply, "Unless souls are saved, nothing is saved." And from that moment on, Fulton Sheen had me hooked. And within, I think, the first year or so of reading his books, I had read 30 of them. They were that good. And so my Fulton Sheen ministry was launched, I think, that day when I read the first line of Fulton Sheen's book, Peace of Soul. So it was a God incident in finding him, but I'm so glad it happened. So I, like many so other people, find him later in our life and not earlier, per se, like some families did, where they watched him on television together.
Well, again, for our listeners, the book we're talking about, it's titled The Greatest Commandment, a Fulton Sheen Anthology on Love. And it was the anthology was put together by my guest, Al Smith. This book is basically two major parts. Explain how the book is organized and, you know, how it's put together. The fact that it's kind of a two-for-one deal here, because it combines one of his books plus a lot of excerpts. But explain the layout of the book.
Right. I found that Fulton Sheen, you know, spoke in themes. And so, of course, he wrote a great deal on God's love. And so the book is, as you said, two books in one, and that's why it's called an anthology. And so the first part of the book is his 1944 book called Love One Another. And he penned this book back in 1944, and the war was coming to an end. And I think people were looking to Fulton Sheen for some timely wisdom to say, how can we get along? How can different faiths get along? Different races get along? And because we don't want World War III, so could you give us a playbook or a master plan to help us? And he did that. So in 1944, he penned Love One Another. And then as I looked through his writings, In 1955, there was a book that was put together called God Love You, and it was kind of the best of Fulton Sheen. His pithy sayings, these little short paragraphs of some of the best Sheen quotes, and there's actually 23 books that he cites in this book, God Love You, and so I put that together in this collection. So it's kind of, again, these two books that complement each other, but again, we all need to learn about God's love, and who better to go to than Archbishop Sheen.
Mm. You know, what really surprised me was I had read that the first book, Love One Another, was published, as you just mentioned, 1944, and yet in that book, there are chapters on, let me open it up here. Well, there's like love of neighbor, but there's friendship of Christians and Jews, friendship of Jews with Christians, friendship of Catholics with Protestants. Those were not typically themes that we heard very much about in the Catholic Church until the late maybe 60s or early 70s. He was writing about these, you know, about loving, you know, our separated Protestant brothers and sisters or our Jewish, you know, friends. He was talking about that in 1944. So he, to me, I was kind of struck by that. He was kind of like way ahead of his time in emphasizing that ecumenical movement, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it goes back even earlier into the 30s when people started to listen to him on the radio. He would invite people to make a holy hour. And, you know, every time he was on the radio, he said, you know, we have to say our prayers. And he would actually invite Jews, Protestants, and Catholics to pray 1 hour each day. And so he was already calling out everyone to come together in prayer because he knew we all had a few things in common. And that was, of course, the love of God. And we all do this one thing well. We pray on our knees. And so Jews, Protestants, and Catholics can meet together on their knees and pray for one another. And so he, in the 30s, he started asking everyone to get along and to pray together. So, again, when he wrote this in 1944, it was, again, something he had done for years, but we find it very refreshing because now we're realizing we need to get together to make this peace happen that we all crave. So, again, Sheen's a pioneer and a prophet.
Hmm. Well, one of the expressions we often hear is we hear that God is love. And I always found that statement kind of hard to understand. What does it mean to say that God is love? And here on chapter one, first page, there's actually a subtitle that says, what does it mean to say God is love? And I go, wow, okay, this is something I've always kind of pondered. What do we mean by that? You know, we hear it kind of that expression thrown around a lot. And he tells us, what does that mean? So explain, when we say God is love, what does Fulton Sheen say? What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, he puts it into one paragraph because, again, as you said, people are confused. You ask that question, you get 17 different answers. But he says here, love is A, mutual self-giving, and B, it ends in self-realization. Love, first of all, involves reciprocity and otherness. A love that cannot diffuse itself is not love for love raised to its highest power, is a mutual self-giving. And then he says, all love therefore implies generation, the giving not of what one has, but what of what one is. And, you know, I think it's this whole idea of just being possessed. It's this pursuit of God, you know, coming to us, pursuing man. You know, we always flee away from him, it seems, but God pursues us and wants to be united to us. So I think Sheen really talks a great deal about love, especially in reference to the Trinity. So he makes it very clear. After you finish chapter one, you kind of know what love really is.
Hmm. Well, again, for our listeners, we're talking with Al Smith, who's put together this anthology of two books of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. The book is titled The Greatest Commandment. It's published by the Sophia Institute Press. I'm a person who loves lists. if somebody wants to get me to click on clickbait on the internet, just say, here is a list of the top, you know, songs of the 1960s or whatever, and I'm there. Well, he has a list. He said there's three types of love and there's nine ingredients to charity. So what are some of those? What are the three types of love and what are these nine ingredients he's talking about?
Right, yeah. And I mean, it caught my eye too because I didn't realize there was that many ingredients to charity. But, you know, to kind of put a category on the types of love, you know, Fulton Sheen talks about there's kind of what we call, you know, a carnal love or eros. And again, you might call it an instinctive love. He mentioned about the brotherly love. That's the second type of love, I guess a filial love. And, you know, we think of the city of Philadelphia, it stands for brotherly love, but, you know, the love of brotherhood and fellowship. And then there's the agape love, which is the divine love, love of God the Father and being united to Him. And so I think it's this whole idea, you can kind of almost be at three different levels, the subhuman, the human, and the divine. And sometimes the love, three different types of love, correlate with that. But again, it's simply, you know, eros love, filial love, or agape love. And again, I think Fulton Sheen inspires us and challenges us to choose the higher love. And that's what I like. He really does encourage us. So, but again, he says, we'll help you by practicing these nine ingredients of charity. And he kind of quotes, of course, that passage from Corinthians of that, you know, love is patient and kind. It's not jealous. It's or boastful. It's not arrogant or rude. It's you know, all these familiar passages that we know from Scripture. But the nine ingredients that he encourages us to practice would be patience. You know, do we have patience and do we practice patience? We think of kindness. I mean, how often do we go out of our way with those random acts of kindness? And we can be intentional. He, of course, encourages us. The third ingredient is generosity. And, you know, again, easier said than done sometimes. The fourth ingredient is humility, and we need to practice that. The fifth one, we don't always hear this word, but he'll challenge us to renunciation. You know, we have to turn away from sin and renounce it. But yet that's part of becoming holy. And Fulton Sheen encourages us to become holy and follow the Scriptures. There's that whole ingredient of unselfishness, you know, to think of others before yourself. The seventh ingredient is just to be of good temper. And, you know, how often do we even hear that word, be of good temper? And, of course, number eight would be something that people don't even hear, we call it guilelessness. Sometimes even, you know, the English language, my tongue gets tied on that. But people who know what it is, again, it's a word we don't hear that much. But the ninth ingredient is sincerity. And I think we want more of that in this world. We'd like people to be more sincere, say yes when they mean yes and no when they mean no. But these are the nine ingredients, and I think it's just he gives us, you know, again, the antidote to hate that's in the world and to put on love and to live this passage from 1 Corinthians. So there's your nine ingredients of charity and your three types of love. So again, Fulton Sheen nails it all in the course of 3 minutes. So there you go.
Again, for our listeners, the book we're talking about, it's The Greatest Commandment, Fulton Sheen Anthology on Love. The anthology was put together by my guest, Al Smith. The second half of the book, it has the, you know, the title, God Love You, or God Love You. I'm shortening it too, but I understand that the expression God Love You was an expression that Fulton Sheen used all the time. That was something he just said to everyone.
Yeah, and I think it was just he had two signature saying. God Love You is what he said at the end of each of his broadcasts. And, you know, God Love You, Sheen explained, is a phrase that means God is love, God loves you, and you ought to love God in return. So he was challenging us at the end of each broadcast, but also, of course, saying good night and God love you and God bless you. But he began each one of his talks by calling us friends. And you'll start to listen to his recordings and notice that he begins with the salutation, friends, because, of course, he wants us to become friends of Christ, and we're all connected, we're all together. So those two beautiful expressions are something we could probably use in our own daily conversations to begin by saying friend, and, of course, as we leave, God love you. So, again, it's sticking because I see many podcasters and hosts now say God love you at the end of their broadcast. So, again, a good holy habit to have.
Mm. You know, I don't think this is the kind of book a person just sits down and reads cover to cover. It doesn't strike me as that kind of – I mean, you could – but it seems to be it's more, especially the second half of the book, it's more of a almost a meditative type of book where, you know, someone may pick it up every morning and read a page or two and think about those expressions on love that that's been captured here. Is that how you see someone using this book as a more of a daily meditation type of book, or how did you imagine it being used?
Yeah, exactly like that. This idea, the second half of the book, is 245 quotes from 23 of Sheen's best-selling books, and so again, what Fulton Sheen did when he put this together, he knew what sayings people really appreciated, and he knew which ones had the best effect. And so these 245 quotes are really just something where you could just read one or two paragraphs, and that'll take you for the day. And I think that's the best thing. I mean, some of the most popular books that have been produced over the years is, you know, A Day with Fulton Sheen, where, you know, every day there is a meditation. Excuse me. And so, again, that's the way to read this book, is to have just bite-sized pieces of Sheen and take them with the day, take them for the day with you.
Hmm. You also have served on the board of directors of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Foundation in Peoria, Illinois, which promotes the cause of his canonization process. Where do things stand? I know it's been a long, long road on the canonization for Bishop Sheen, everything from getting his body moved from New York City out to Peoria. I think that as my understanding is the canonization was all set up for late last year, and then it got kind of delayed a little bit. Where do things stand these days?
Yeah, excuse me. It's funny you get the tickle in your post there.
Yeah.
But no, I'd like to say to people, the cause has just been postponed. That the date, there's a new date coming. What happened back in 2019 when the date was set for December, and then, of course, within a few weeks, the Vatican said, well, we're just going to have to pause for a little bit till we kind of find out all the factual information. And so what happened is we said to people, remember, this is not a cancellation, this is a pause, and that a new date is coming. And so we're waiting patiently for the Vatican to give us a new date. And we remind people all the time, the miracle can never be reversed. I mean, that little boy came back to life after 61 minutes. And again, Sheen's writings speak of for themselves. And so, you know, all the good work has been done. We all believe Fulton Sheen is a saint. We just have to wait for the church to officially declare him to be a saint. And that date will come in the near future. But we're just waiting on a new date from the Vatican.
And his official title, he's venerable. Is that the level? Do you refer to him as venerable?
Right.
Fulton Sheen?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks for clearing that up. One last question: what is your program about that you do on Radio Maria Canada? What do you cover?
Right.
You've been doing it for almost a decade.
Right. Radio Maria Canada offers a program called Bishop Sheen Presents. And so each week I take two of his audio recordings from his lectures or his shows, and we just rebroadcast them. So my role is, as the host, is just, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, and now here is Bishop Sheen. And so I just do the introduction, I let Fulton Sheen do the talking, and so it's just a replay. We have about 400 audio files, and so we put them in, and every week we share two new audio files, and again, it brings back memories, but we think it's best, it's just called Bishop Sheen Presents, because we need Bishop Sheen today, and to hear his voice once again. It's funny, in the station, sometimes the phone lines will ring, and people will say, oh, is Fulton Sheen back, coming back to town? I'd like to see him again. They still think he's alive, because he speaks
well,
such
he
truth.
He died, I want to say, in the 70s, around 1976, something like that.
It was 1979 that he passed away, over 40 years ago.
Yeah. Well, if he has 400 and you do two every week, that means you can go through 4 years without ever having to repeat. That's an amazing. That's right. And speaking of his, you know, accomplishments, I read that he published nearly 100 books during his lifetime. So he published basically more than one book a year. Which is just phenomenal, you know, output. So, well, thanks for educating us on the Venerable Sheen, and also putting together this anthology. It's just one of several books you have at Sophia Institute. So for people who love Archbishop Sheen, go to check out Sophia Institute's website and see all of these books that Al has put together. This is the fourth one or the fifth anthology you've put together?
This is the fourth one, we have a fifth one coming out this summer. And so I've tried to make it easy for everyone who is on a thrifty budget. You get always, with these anthologies, two, three, and four books in one. So, again, just Sophia Institute Press at sophiainstitute.com.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for the great work you're doing in Canada.
Oh, you're welcome. And you keep doing what you're doing. And again, long live Radio Maria.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Al.
All right.